This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Researchers from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, in collaboration with the Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard and Massachusetts General Hospital, have developed a new artificial intelligence tool called Tyche that can capture the uncertainty in medical images. Typically, AI models used for medical image segmentation only provide one answer, despite the fact that experts may have different interpretations of the image. Tyche addresses this by generating multiple plausible segmentations, each highlighting slightly different areas of the image. The user can then select the most appropriate one for their purpose. Tyche does not require retraining, making it easier for clinicians and biomedical researchers to use compared to other methods. The system has the potential to improve diagnoses and aid in biomedical research by drawing attention to potentially crucial information that other AI tools might miss. Medical image segmentation involves annotating pixels from an organ or cell in a medical image. AI models are used to highlight pixels that may indicate signs of a certain disease or anomaly. However, these models typically only provide one answer, which may not take into account the inherent uncertainty and diversity of interpretations in medical images. For example, different human experts may disagree on the existence or extent of borders in lung CT images. Tyche, named after the Greek divinity of chance, addresses this issue by providing multiple plausible segmentations for a given medical image. The tool can be specified to output a certain number of options, allowing users to select the most appropriate one. Unlike other methods, Tyche does not require retraining for new segmentation tasks, making it more user-friendly for clinicians and researchers. It can be applied out of the box for various tasks, such as identifying lesions in lung X-rays or anomalies in brain MRIs. The researchers modified a neural network architecture to build Tyche. The user feeds the system a few examples of the segmentation task, such as images segmented by different human experts. The researchers found that just 16 example images, called a context set, are enough for the model to make accurate predictions. Tyche ensures diversity in the candidate segmentations by modifying the neural network's layers. The model outputs multiple predictions based on the input image and the context set, ensuring that the segmentations are slightly different but still solve the task. In testing, Tyche's predictions captured the diversity of human annotators, and its best predictions were better than those of baseline models. The system also performed faster than most models. The researchers believe that Tyche's ability to provide multiple candidates and ensure their diversity gives it an advantage. Future work will involve exploring more flexible context sets and methods to improve the system's worst predictions.